Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, I think I alluded to this a little bit yesterday in the last episode, but January is actually one of my favorite months to be playing the Vidya games. And it's mostly because it's kind of this beautiful time of the year where you kind of, I mean, typically anyways, Mio Memories in Orbit came out already, so, you know, here we go. But January is usually this month where I feel like there are less big titles I feel compelled as a person who plays and covers video games to kind of hop on the train and try stuff out. So it kind of ends up being my, like, month of the backlog, which I think is something that as the year goes on, I will be continuing to touch on that, because I think last year was, I felt like the pivot to horror. It's still doing that a little bit here and there. Talk about that in a second. But it really feels like 2026 is kind of this, like, year of the backlog for me. As I've, like, covered stuff for the site and everything, I've started to realize a little bit more of what is, like, what resonates with the people who read the site and what folks are, like, tuning into to listen to. And a lot of it is just, you know, coverage of games, which I think is different than what you expect from much bigger sites that are able to be much more on top of this stuff, where their stuff tends to be coverage of the new games, which feels like a weird distinction to make. But as a person who sometimes gets press code for games you've never heard of, sticking around with the rat race is, like, never really a thing for me. So I've been digging into the backlog. I've been playing a bunch of games this year already. You know, the ongoing theme of 2026 so far is I have been sick constantly. Which means that even as a parent to a little kid, it has meant a little bit more time of couch time with the good old Vidya games, which has mostly been manifest as Steam Deck time, which has been, like, I got one of those for Christmas this year. I snuck right in, I guess, before they canceled the LCD model. I've been enjoying the Steam Deck. And I've been playing a bunch of games, stuff that I've brought up on Wishlist Wednesday posts, stuff like Plan B, Terraform, I've hopped in and played, but also, like, older games that have been sitting in, you know, I picked up during a Steam sale at some point in the past 5 years, and I've just kind of been sitting on them, and even, you know, I got the Steam Deck for Christmas, but I knew that I was getting it when I bought it myself. So I've been, like, stacking up games to be Steam Deck games. And kind of the interesting experience with that is finding out that perhaps the games that I thought were Steam Deck games actually are not. I still don't love the mouse controls, which has meant that some games that I wanted to play on the deck are not great deck games. But what I have been playing, a smattering of things. The first I will say is, do you remember, you probably don't, a game called Fort Solus? It is a indie narrative, like a horror walking sim, kind of. It's an incredibly light, I don't know if I'd even call it an adventure game. There's like quick time event puzzles, I guess. It is a incredibly good looking horror adventure game where you play as a maintenance tech who gets a distress signal from this other base on Mars called Fort Solus, and in the middle of a Martian storm, you have to figure out why this distress call happened and what's going on here. It's, like, really good. It's probably a good, like, 4-ish hours long, and it has some, like, walking sim issues sometimes. Like, there's not a sprint, which, when you're kind of looping back around to very similar areas, it can kind of feel a little slow. But I really enjoyed it. It's like a good, it's a pretty decent story. It's your classic kind of like serial killer story on Mars. It tends to be like two different versions of the same story whenever we go to Mars, which I think is, you know, interesting and worth digging into at some point, probably. Like, why is it always aliens, or when we go to Mars, you know, it's man versus nature, man versus alien, or man versus man, you know, slash your degrading psyche. So that's been fun. I've enjoyed Fort Solis. It's got a real good Troy Baker in it, which is a thing I normally don't say, I guess. I am fine on Troy Baker. He did a good Indiana Jones. But I'm not like, I don't know. He's fine. But he does a really good spooky menace in that game. All the voice acting in that game is really good. It's one of those games that I think it came out, it must have come out around the same time that Callisto Protocol and the Dead Space remake came out, I think. And it just got absolutely buried because it presented really cool when it was announced. And then I think people misunderstood what that game was, because when it came out, it just kind of didn't do anything. And it's a good slow experience, but it's not like, you know, it is not a survival horror experience. It is a quick time event game. The thing I like about that a little bit though is, I probably failed half of the quick time event prompts, and it was fine. I did not see a game over, I don't think. I actually reloaded in the middle of something because the prompt went away that I didn't want to, and it kind of like looped back on itself. So it's more of like an interactive element and kind of like, I don't know, like creates a story based on like, oh, I missed this prompt. Like my reflexes were not fast enough to avoid this attack or whatever. So it's like kind of cool. It's less punishing. It is very much an interactive film, I would say. But a good one. And so, you know, go check it out. But the game that has been kind of stealing most of my time the past few weeks is, I've tried to start this game probably four or five times now. And it's, I've always got like a good handful of missions into it, and then something new comes up, or I kind of just like lose the oomph to keep going. But I recently finished Ace Combat 7. Holy cow. I think part of the reason that I kind of lost my oomph pretty often with that game is I got far enough, just based on the Chivos that were popping up, I got far enough to be one mission away from the wacky anime shit that happens in there. I like have a fascination with Ace Combat. I love Big Airplane Go Fly. I like Yelling Fox 2. I played Ace Combat 2 when it came out on the PlayStation, and really enjoyed it. I have like fond memories of that game. So then I picked up 7 because I think it was the first one. I mean, don't hold me to this. Pretty sure it was the first one that came out on non-PlayStation consoles only. So I played Skies Unknown, and I finished it a couple days ago. And holy cow, what a very good video game. I played it on the casual difficulty, which was fun and cool. 'Cause that's just like arcade mode, which is kind of all I want with an Ace Combat game. And it was cool. It was like, you know, it was a good fly around in the air kind of situation. Shoot some Fox 2 missiles, you know, do some high G turns. It was neat. I really enjoyed it. And the thing that is I guess really important to mention is that game is anime as hell. Which I knew somewhat of, like, in the fascination I have for Ace Combat games. I was aware that there's just like some anime insanity going on in there, but the thing that like really got me was just like the absurdity of some of the stuff in there. Like, there's a space elevator, and then there are these things called arsenal birds, which are just really big. They're aircraft carriers, but they fly, so they drop drones, and the whole game is about, like, you know, it's about how, like, drones are replacing the pilots, and, you know, that sucks, because piloting is, like, being in the air is a human thing, and it just has, like, a very melodramatic anime subplot to it, but it is, like, a very photorealistic airplane game, which is interesting. I really enjoyed it. It's like a very silly experience. But like, they really sell it. Like, it works. You know, I guess, like, go check out 2019's Ace Combat 7 before Ace Combat 8 Wings of Thieve come out. In like February, I think. That's very soon. But yeah, it was an incredible experience. I really liked it. The end mission is like weird and unexpected. You just like basically Death Star trench run it. Like, that's weird. You just do that in a modern day airplane. But it's cool. There's a lot going on in there. They have like, you know, it's about 20 missions long, I think. And then there's some additional extra ones that I haven't gone back and done yet. But like, there's some really cool stuff going in there that it's not just kind of fly around, destroy the targets. Like, there's some good plot stuff that happens that, you know, has to do with drone warfare, turns out. And there's, like, stuff where, you know, you lose your ability to immediately know what is a target or what is an ally. So, like, you have to, like, do target acquisition. Like, they mix it up enough to where there are a lot of different missions, but I think there's only one, like, semi-escort mission, you know? Like, they do that. There's the mission where you have to blow up all of the sea platforms, but, like, there's a special way that you can do it that is maximum destruction, which is neat. Like, it is a surprisingly full-featured airplane game when what I remember of playing Ace Combat 2 is you mostly just fly an airplane and you push the circle button twice, and then you push the triangle button, and you push the circle button twice again. So I was, like, very happily surprised with how that went. It's a good video game. The other stuff that I've been in the middle of playing, we have been playing, Logan and I, for 70%. We've been playing RuneScape Dragonwilds, which, holy shit, what a cool tree puncher. Our casual play games with friends game that we've been playing for a couple months now was Sons of the Forest. We just played some more of that last night, and that has been fun because someone has found council commands. So we spent several, probably months at this point, building cool tree skyscraper the old-fashioned way. We have found some really dumb things in that game to make that go faster, which is fun. Turns out you can shoot logs on the zip line, which was unexpected. And then we're just like, okay, like, let's see the rest of this game. Let's do this. So then we just kind of shotgun squatted up through that. I think there's something to talk about with that in general about, like, cheats and console commands and, like, finding fun in these games. It's something I've talked about in the past about, like, Blueprints. Like, when I revisit that game, odds are pretty good it'll be with, you know, a quick trigger finger on the console commands, and I feel that way about a bunch of other stuff. So we've been in like a survival game mode for a while now, and if you listen to 70% Complete, the main podcast, you know Logan is a RuneScape freak. So when Dragonwilds came out, it was a little bit like tepid on our part to see if it was something that he'd be into, if it had like enough of the RuneScape juice for him and enough of the survival juice for me. And last Sunday we played like 4 hours of that game together. And holy cow, what a good one of those. I feel like it has the perfect mix of this combat is not challenging, but it is like varied and interesting. And then really it's just the it has a good loop of acquisition of materials, refining materials, and then turning those materials into upgradable gear or turning those materials into house. And the build system, I haven't played, it's been a really long time since I've played a ton of Valheim. This game feels more Valheim than Sons of the Forest to me, which I think is kind of good. But it has a really good build mode, and I really like the quality of life stuff they've added. You know, like, most of these games are, you get increasingly better axes to chop down trees faster. And this game has that too. But very quickly, it just gives you a magic spell that allows you to chop down three trees at a time. Or it gives you a magic spell that allows you to basically blow up a stone deposit to, like, get all of the stone out of it. And so the trade-off is, like, once you're able to spec into magic and start doing that stuff, you're still gaining XP for forestry or for mining, but you are, like, getting more efficient ways to do that I feel is, like, that is an innovation that I think we haven't seen so much in these survival games that often. The, like, maximalist way of getting this stuff done. Because, like, this game has a, you know, not a skill tree. It has a skill line, I guess. You skill up and get new skills. Like, it just gives you new things. So it's an XP-based game. So you're chopping down trees to get tree-cutting experience. So making that more efficient means that you unlock stuff faster. Or at least, you know, it makes the XP escalation that RuneScape is famous for to, like, be more manageable. And I really appreciate that. And, like, the building is cool. Like, we currently only have, like, the wood buildings that you can make, but we're working towards stone, which means that just, like, everything that we're building looks like it is the perfect example of just, like, a Middle Ages cool town. And that was something that kind of drove me nuts about Sons of the Forest too, is that, like, it all feels out of place. Like, you're tier one operators that got shot down to go take down this cult. And then also you're chopping down trees to make log cabins. It just kind of feels weird, like a weird mishmash. But this is, like, you can, you know, you have your basics of, like, walls and foundations and roofs, but, the thing that really got me is, I guess there is, like, load-bearing stuff, which is really neat. So you're able to, like, use beams to hold up roofs, which is a real dumb architecture thing that I appreciate. And then there are also 30 and 45 degree angle roof tiles and stairs. And so it's just, like, really varied, and it knows what it is. Like, it knows that you're going to build a lot of shit in this game. And it's fun. Like, it's easy to, like, snap all this stuff together. And when you run out of mats, you can just real quick go get some logs and everything's good to go. It's been a very pleasant experience, and I'm excited to get back to it, and it will probably end up replacing our Wednesday Sons of the Forest, which will be good. There's a lot of game in there, and they're still building it. It's still in early access, so there's a lot going on there. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been playing. There's a bunch of other stuff, just, like, small pieces here and there. I started Miséricorde, Volume 1, which I'm looking forward to doing more of. It's a good visual novel about a murder, a nun murder. And I guess if you know me, like, the nun games, 2 for 2 so far. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. I'm not too aware of what is coming out. Like, the new Resident Evil isn't really doing it for me. This new Ace Combat game might get me, but other than that, there's not a ton on the radar right now, which is interesting. Now that Hades 2 and Silksong are out, it's just like, okay, like, what's the big one that everyone's waiting for? And, you know, I'm a little unplugged right now, but I guess I don't quite know. But yeah, so I guess, is there anything that's going on in your January? Like, what are you playing in backlog January? Or are you just, you know, maybe you have a healthier relationship with your backlog or with games, and it's always backlog January for you. Let me know. But otherwise, yeah, stay tuned. We'll have more stuff coming out soon. We are, speaking of backlog January, Logan and I are playing through a game together, and we'll be talking about that this weekend for the year's first episode of 70% Complete. that's going to be fun. There's a lot of good stuff in that game, and I am excited to talk about it with him because he has not played it before. It is one of my favorite immersive sims from one of my favorite developers. If you know, you know. But yeah, stay tuned to that. It'll be coming out soon. We'll have stuff up on the site soon. And like I said, I'm hard at work on Avowed. The to-do list is dropping down. Very few items left. We're cleaning up, and I'm hoping for a finished product next week. And then, you know, fingers crossed, published. But yeah, thanks for hanging out for me. We'll see you next week. Adios.